Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, I will open by saying that as a son and a grandson of a farmer, I am honored to speak here today. The FAO's work in the field of food and agriculture is essential for the global community. And as we are all aware, climate change affects the developing as well as the developed world. The basic security of the world is at stake, and we must act together in order to make sure we make progress and leave no one behind. Agriculture is a cross-cutting issue, one that has the power to create economic growth, mitigate the effect of climate change, increase food security and nutrition, empower women, and protect and renew the environment. This can be achieved through collaboration, investment, and innovation among all stakeholders. For decades, Israel has struggled to meet the challenges created by our harsh climate and geographic conditions. Despite severe water and water limitation, agricultural production in Israel continues to grow. This is the result of the close and ongoing cooperation between researchers, extension centers, farmers and agriculture-related services and industries. The agricultural sector in Israel today is based almost entirely on science-linked technology, with government, academia and private sector working together to meet challenges and seek new solutions. As you well know, Israel is a world leader in the field of water efficiency and desert agriculture. These innovation technologies bring Israel to the forefront of agriculture and water management. In Israel, 91% of the sewage is being collected and treated, and 80% of the water in agriculture irrigation is wastewater reused. Other technologies, such as drip irrigation and the development of techniques to increase crop yields and post-harvest technologies, are essential for the flourishing of Israel agriculture. Within this context, Mashav, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation, in alignment with Agenda 2030, addresses global challenges of climate change, agriculture and food security, including the incorporation of cross-cutting issues such as gender equality, health education, community development and environment aspects. Mashav focuses its effort on capacity building, sharing relevant expertise accumulated during Israel's own development experience to empower government, communities, and individuals to improve their own lives. Mr. President, we must work hard to address the structural causes of hunger and malnutrition, which include a lack of social and economic empowerment, natural resources degradation, demographic pressure. Climate pressure must also be seriously addressed. Israel remains committed to sharing its experience and know-how with our partners worldwide, especially in the developing world, to help identify the most efficient and successful method to ensure food security, develop a sustainable agriculture, and to ultimately achieve the sustainable development goals. I thank you very much, Mr. President.